What's known as the Western diet emphasizes meat and fatty foods, and people who follow it have waistlines that show it.
We're going to instruct you on the dietary portfolio.
There's a movement now to eat healthier. It's backed by doctors, health officials, government leaders, and First Lady Michelle Obama. She started a program to get children to get more exercise and eat fruits and vegetables.
Okay, let's get moving. Let's move. Let's do this.
Diet and exercise are key in maintaining healthy cholesterol levels. Cholesterol is a type of fat. It helps to build and maintain cells, but there are different types of cholesterol. A type called HDL promotes heart health, while another, LDL, contributes to heart disease. Typical advice is to minimize animal fat or fat that is solid at room temperature. These fats are sources of LDL cholesterol. But it's also known that certain foods help lower bad cholesterol.
Vegetables like okra, eggplant, all of these are somewhat sticky. They all take out cholesterol from the body.
Canadian physician David Jenkins wanted to study people who followed a low-fat diet that included these foods. He wanted to see if their cholesterol levels dropped more than those who just followed a low-fat diet. Bonnie Wood was in the first group.
The initial change was like just to increase the fiber content of my diet.
350 men and women participated. All were on the verge of needing cholesterol-lowering drugs. Those who followed the enhanced diet also ate foods known to lower LDL, apples, grapes, and strawberries, certain whole grains and vegetables, nuts, olive oil or canola oil, beans, and soy products. 6 months later, researchers reviewed the results. Those who ate cholesterol-lowering foods had a 13% to 14% drop in LDL cholesterol. Those who followed only a low-fat diet saw their cholesterol drop only 3%. Dr. Jenkins says the study should encourage people with high cholesterol.
They can make a difference to their own LDL cholesterol levels by adherence to a good diet.
I would prefer 100% to try and lower it by a program of food rather than statin drugs.
Researchers say another benefit of this enhanced low-fat diet is that people in the study also reduced their blood pressure. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.